essential personnel are going to be here.
Until further notice.
I will second that motion, sir.
The resolution is 20-051.
Is there any discussion?
Sir, I need it repeated because this was not working.
Yeah, the resolution is to...
close?
Have all Franklin Township Board of Trustees meetings be held via Facebook Live with the trustees in attendance per the Attorney General's recommendation, but no public...
audience.
No physical public audience. There will only be a digital public audience.
Until further notice.
Okay, and I need a second.
I second.
John? Vote. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes. I'd like to make another resolution to...
052?
To prohibit the meeting of block watches and our staff participating in those until further notice.
Need a second, please?
I would gladly second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Sir, can we rephrase that? Did you say any block watches? Okay, I'm
any
sure
block
you
block watches
any.
For
any,
in
any.
Here or anywhere?
No, anywhere. Anywhere that we have.
Yeah,
Township-wide.
Township-wide block watches.
Just make sure it was worded correctly, sir.
Yeah. Phrase it that way. And they have been. I've already notified them all.
Okay, and then staff here, are they closing the office here?
Yeah, so I'd like to... make a resolution to
053
to limit administrative staff and to implement a work from home policy if available per the administrator's management responsibilities.
Discussion,
yes.
Sir. We got Ricarla, which I think should remain here because she is the heart and soul as far as people have. As this epidemic gets further out, we have someone manning the phones unless they're transferred somewhere. I don't
Mark
know what
thinks
to...
we can transfer them to do it.
We can. And I think so because they'll want to come in here and that's making her work with people outside.
Okay, as long as it's remotely.
Yeah.
Do you want to rephrase? Well, we don't need to because
we're giving Mark the authority to.
Sure.
Well, okay.
So I would second that motion, sir.
Well, discussion on that, you know. And, you know, I think I mentioned it to Mark and so forth as well. We have a situation there with Ricarla that she is not a full-time regular township employee at this time. She's contracted to us via the
temp agency.
A temporary agency. Now, having brought that and I mentioned it to you, it was, you know, what...
I think we should pay her.
Should we
if
get
we transfer the phones?
There, I really.
I think we
need maybe a discussion or something relative to
Mark.
That from our legal counsel, Mark.
I've met with Pete today. I missed you when I was trying to get a hold of you today.
Okay.
Pete said not to worry about any legal liability in regards to
paying
to
her.
That. Or and I can clarify on that, but he said not to worry about any legal liability. I know there was some talk about if anyone was worried about, you know, Ricarla not being an employee and coming in contact with someone with this. Pete said that that will not be a problem. There's not gonna, the township's not going to be held liable for something like that.
The next question.
Should we? Are you guys going to make a resolution to
we already
continue
got
paying
it, we're under discussion. There's already one on the floor.
We're in discussion about
so
the situation at the moment. Just hold up this
Okay. Sector,
Lisa. Now, the other question I would have is we have a situation here whereas our traffic control people.
We're going into a different discussion before we pass.
Yeah,
so
I know.
No, let's just do the administrative staff, and we're just going to do this
piece by piece. No, just it's all part of the same issue here, Mr. Chairman. Chief Smith had said that his folks would be able to cover things such as traffic tickets and things like that. Now, my question is, relative to our temporary employee, you know, does, I don't know. I want to make sure we're...
Mr. Potts.
One of the things we've determined are three major reasons someone physically comes to the township. One would be the traffic hearings. We're mitigating the traffic hearings by doing those by phone for the time being. So we're not going to have anyone come in for the traffic hearings. Another reason would be building department. I'm not sure what the slowdown will be on building department permits during this time, but my assumption is Todd would be available to meet someone outside or something along those lines if that had to take place.
Yeah, we'll have to put some, we'll have to educate the public.
Yeah. So that would be another reason. And then the other reason are people coming to get their cars out of impound. I've talked with Chief Smith. If no one's here at the office to do that, it will be done the way it would happen at 2 in the morning. People can call the dispatch, and the dispatcher will send an officer out, and it will be taken care of in the same manner. So those are the three major reasons. Of course, there's all these other reasons people come by, but that's the three major things we think we've got those covered pretty well.
Well,
so there's a motion on the floor, Mr. Chairman, and before we...
I'm not totally finished. I think, you know, from my perspective, and, you know, being the outlook for the township's best interest, I don't think I am totally happy with the answers I'm getting. I mean, point being, we have a temporary employee, and it's nothing, it has nothing to do with her for sure. It's just, is that employee needed? And in the first place, I have a question, even prior to that, is if we need a total full-time person to handle these.
I think that is a conversation we can have at a later time. We are in an emergency now. We have to put the health of our the individuals that we can do first. Okay. So.
Well, just bear in mind, I think.
I think that that's a valid conversation, yeah. Mr. Horn. I just don't think at this time, like, we can. I don't think we have the time right now to figure out.
I get it.
From what it's sounding like to me, and I just want to make sure I'm clear. The one thing, like with Ricardo, she is part of the family, even
That's
though
right.
she is working through a temp service. The point of having someone here as, I'm going to call it control center, being able to call, have answers, or direct to the trustees in crises, and someone needs to call, and if we forward those calls,
then we're good.
The monies that we would, either way, under the new law that the president has set and enforced, we would have to pay 2 weeks. So even if we said we're going to suspend the contract for 2 weeks and close this down, she would still be paid.
Yeah.
So in my opinion as a trustee, and I'm just going straight blunt, is that we need to keep that person intact so that we have someone that can answer. And when calls come in, we don't know how bad this is going to get and the panic of people calling in. For the $1,600 that we would pay for 2 weeks through the temp service is well served as the public, in my opinion.
Yep.
My opinion is she has learned so much, and she has taken on this task as a temp, and she's become a family. I feel that the township should pay her for 40 hours plus have those phone calls shipped over to her house, and she has her 8-hour day just like 8:30 or 9 to 5, because let's face it, she's scared.
Yeah, well,
she's scared. She's got, you know, no, we're all secure. She is not. She's a temp. She's scared she's not going to be able to pay her bills or go and buy what she needs.
But
if you let her go and say, there you go, you're on your own, we've just lost another person who just learned all that.
What I'm suggesting is even if she works from home, then what benefit, like he is saying, Mr. Flashman's saying, is she going to do your at the window? It defeats the whole purpose of your argument, Mr. Flashman.
Well, it's the argument that I have is the nurse center of this township, irregardless, we can put signs saying to further notice we're not doing face-to-face, but call this number.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
Can I please jump in?
Yes, yes sir.
Just
sure.
an idea.
Yeah.
To jump
sure.
in.
Sure.
I just put a note on the front door of all my firehouses today. I was actually going to ask for permission to do it, and I already started it. I'm not even allowing the public to see my firefighters face to face unless we're dispatched to their home.
Correct.
I put out a note that says, please call this number, our direct line of the firehouse.
Correct.
Let us know what you need. We will assess the situation and go from there.
Okay.
I think, this is Chad's opinion, I have nothing to do with what you guys do down here.
Exactly.
I run the fire department. But I think Ricarla would serve us well if you kept her in the office, mm-hmm. you posted signs, there will be no person-to-person contact.
Right.
Please contact this number, the main number,
yeah.
and you know, she will help you disseminate what needs done.
And
I think that
locked.
Is an idea. Yeah. I mean, you lock the front door,
yeah.
she only gets the mail,
yeah, we're going
and that's how you keep this person here. And keep, like you
that's
said, we're concerned
deal.
About the tree.
Yeah.
I think that keeps her in a job,
exactly.
that keeps everything secure, and we have that person notify Mark or Lisa who does something.
Yeah.
That's my
there
point.
You go. That's,
and that
that's smart.
Probably, I don't want her coming in a direct contact. That's my bottom line.
So right. I think we have a resolution on the floor. We are authorizing Mark to
mitigate
this.
How that's going
yeah.
to go.
I'd like to call the question and ask for a roll call at this point.
I need a second, please.
I would second.
Oh.
Okay, I want a clarification.
John?
Wait a minute, just a second.
That's for 2 weeks only.
Well, until further notice.
Until further notice,
this
Ralph.
Is, yeah, this
until
is...
Until this week, right.
I'm not giving a curve launch to anything.
We're giving Mark...
The president suggested 2 weeks.
Yes, and the governor is saying months.
That's right.
I'm going to go with the governor on this one.
That, yeah, I don't think
good.
With us, if I may, sir,
yeah.
I'm going on the record as saying just because we have a coronavirus, I don't think we should minimize our staffing and impact their homes just because someone is a temp or non-temp. The service is still vital to the township,
so
meaning
until further
when people
notice.
Come in, the emails. I know I've got emails from the secretary saying, hey, this person wants you to call
mm-hmm.
them. So I still think the nerve center is what I'm going to refer to, sir, is that we need to keep that intact and not try to use the coronavirus
yes.
as a way to save any
we're
by eliminating that.
She'll stay working until.
Down. We're
right.
just moving folks to home where they can
okay.
work.
Just making clarification.
Okay.
Yeah. To clarify a little bit, I know Chaz's suggestion was that she
and
she
I think that would be your determination.
So we could look at that on a case-by-case basis, day-by-day basis, if she has to be here all day.
Our nerve center would be our staff on duty would be Chief Smith and Lieutenant Ratliff and your folks in this case handling as you've done would be Chief Welch and yourself and so on and so forth.
That's
so,
for their departments though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but...
But for the township questions,
the
day-to-day operation...
The point is, John, and I understand that...
Put it out there. She worked 40 hours here.
So look, I'm calling the question. There's a motion in a second. We have to move on these things quickly. There's a lot of things that we have to get through
okay.
today. So there's a motion in a second. I'll call for the vote now.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Indefinitely, is this?
Yes.
As normal.
Yeah.
Ralph, no. Ari?
Yes.
Vote passes.
So, at this point, I want to. Do you have something? I want to hand it over to.
No, I didn't hear you say yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he said yes. Yeah.
At this point, was it Mark or Chaz is up first?
Say all the Chaz.
Chaz, you want to go through
She's
what we have to do with the fire department, which is our biggest concern and problem.
Fire.
At this point?
Okay.
Notes on
I'm
the
doors. I'm gonna speak for Chief Welch right now, and he's gonna jump in on some things. Obviously, we've been dealing with this for about 3 to 4 weeks now. We have been trying to prepare and stockpile supplies. As I have already spoke with Chairman Alex and Trustee Administrator Potts, there are no supplies I can get. We are down to bare minimum for our members only. And to that point, it is becoming extremely difficult to secure supplies. It's a nationwide shortage, but we are doing the best we can with what we have. That being said, what Chairman Alex asked me to put together last week was a contingency plan for the fire department. The CDC, one of the meetings I had last week, they're expecting a 30% reduction in staffing due to illness. Now, 30% for me is an entire shift. So that would be an entire day where the houses would be dark. Obviously, we're going to try to mitigate that as much as possible. I don't think, right now, Chief Welch, today, put forth a directive that all non-essential, non-vacation time was canceled indefinitely through the firefighters. I had actually spoke with our township attorney about that. He agreed. And they, you know, the firemen have now, anything that wasn't a scheduled vacation time has now been canceled. And that we put until May 1st, correct?
Yeah.
But it's a tentative date, obviously, depending on what goes on. That is to help us alleviate the problem of if guys, there's already two guys off on vacation and two people calling sick, right? Now we're playing this overtime game trying to find people to keep trucks. That being said, if we lose 30% of our staffing due to illness, we are, our first, obviously, first option is to staff with overtime if possible. But the realist in me states that if people are too sick to come to work, there means there's going to be too sick to come in also, correct? That, I don't have an answer for any of the board right now. I think we are trying to mitigate this as much as we can. I'm not going to get into the ebbs and flows of what we're doing daily at the firehouse. Trust me, it has all been set in place. Our plan, procedures, how we're doing business at the firehouse. No visitors. I canceled all students. You know, it's just our guys. I'm having daily situation, like sit reps at 8 o'clock in my office with the entire unit to say, here's where we are. Here's what we're doing today. This week, I'm recommending guys go get food for 3 days to be at work. So they're, you know, for, so like this crew today got food for today, Thursday, and Saturday, or on, for Sunday. Because we don't, you know, if any national quarantines. Anyways, we're just trying to be proactive instead of reactive. That being said, I cannot tell you who's going to be sick, how they're going to be sick, how many members I lose. Obviously, unfortunately, we are going to be the first ones to get it. Hopefully not. But we've already had multiple exposures. Spoke with our medical director today. They are trying to figure out if quarantining is worth its time. And when I say that is, you know, we're doing a 14-day quarantine right now. They are, obviously, Columbus Fire lost 31 members yesterday to a 14-day quarantine. That is absolutely unsustainable for any fire department. So they are deciding if a 14-day quarantine is even useful for what we do here, that they will only stay home if they are sick. But we're still going through that. As of right now, and Chief Walsh and I, we have nothing to do with our quarantine members. We have no facilities here for that. So we're just trying to do what we can for our guys. And that's a discussion all fire departments are having. We are not alone in this.
So I know you and I talked about like what would happen if, like, in terms of shutting things down if we need to. So do we need to adopt a shutdown procedure?
I don't think we're there yet. Chief Welsh and I have discussed it thoroughly.
Okay.
I don't think we're there yet. I think this is going to get, I think we're going to have a real taste in the next 14 days of where we're at.
Yeah.
I mean, that is science that is showing us that the next 10 to 14 days, we're going to see, I keep utilizing the word peak, but that is incorrect. We're going to see an uptick, okay, in exposures. I think we'll see how things are going with the fire department. I think Chief Welch should have that ability to update the board as necessary on procedures on shutting down. Because obviously without us and the police department, there's anarchy. We have to be out there. We may even get to the point, now this is a Chaz opinion, not a professional, you know, a scientific opinion, but there may come a point in time in the next 8 weeks that members have to come to work sick. Because I'd rather have 80% of a fireman here than a 0% of a fireman. Fires are still going to happen. People are still going to have heart attacks. People are still going to get shot. People are still going to overdose on opiates on a daily basis. We can't just shut doors. That is also something, Chairman Alex, I think we need to look into the federal response for. You know, we only have so much of a budget.
Yep.
And I don't know how much we, you know, if we're constantly running two overtime firefighters a day just to keep a fire station open, I don't know how long we can sustain that on a budget. Now, that being said, it is a national emergency. We are first line of responders. I'm pretty sure federal money is available.
Yes.
But it's 75% of the money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, so we had discussed that possibly authorizing some initial overtime now just in case, so that you have the ability to do that. Is that something you'd like?
Well, we already have overtime authorized now.
Okay.
Because we have a minimum daily of 10 people.
Okay.
So whatever it takes us to keep 10 people on duty, is we're already authorized for that. But once again, if Chief Welch and I start calling in four guys a day to keep two stations open.
So here's what I'm hesitant about. I just want to make note. Ralph gets sick and I get sick. We no longer have a quorum of the board to take action. We cannot act over the phone.
But as they have, my question, sir, I knew you were, I was going to bring that up. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Is this something that we can ask the governor, because of the way the quorum is, and if two of you get sick, we need to operate this township. Can they or will they ever release that?
He's got that after.
I believe that the way I heard
the national thing they're allowed
from
to.
Dave Yost was that, and if anyone, I'll look it up, that you could do a teleconference
but we can't vote on a teleconference.
No, in a national emergency,
yeah.
I believe that yes. you can. We can. Well, this okay. is a good time to have this talk. So what we need to do is find out if that is the case, if we can't have a physical quorum here, that we can do a virtual, meaning
via
the phone or et cetera, or Facebook, whatever it be.
That, the guidance I read said, like,
right.
that
this is a good time to have this discussion, yeah, and then if we can work this out in case that would happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I believe that what we're talking about now, relative to, I think, the state, the old state law, and they used to call it the martial law type thing, and you probably, Chaz, you've probably heard about that or not. But
we don't get into martial law.
But the point being,
I think you are,
that it kind of works with the same
factors. Because you're on the phone, laws, and everybody can hear everybody.
What Mr. Potsdam meant is Dave Yost just came out with a pretty lengthy email. I think Mary.
Well, that can only be called by the governor. Himself.
I printed it off for everybody.
Governor himself.
Yeah, and I think they have liberalized how you can hold public meetings and make decisions for your government. So
the state outlined it, and the governor has that power, and it's to be enforced, of course, by the attorney general. And I think it's along the same lines of what they used to call that. Was it martial law?
It's something like that. I think that helped clear up Chairmax.
I think they've changed a lot of the languages.
But I know that the good thing is we can all look that up. Yeah. And then I have a question I know I've talked with Chief about and et cetera. One of the things that I'm concerned about, and Chief, you said that you filled your fuel tanks up over there. How many gallons is that?
1,000 gallons.
Okay, so
and it's automatically filled up when it gets to a third.
Yeah.
Can we make sure that that's full? And then can we change a policy to where, because the next thing that's going to be run on is, the next commodity that's going to be run on is going to be the fuel.
And the fuel will be fine for now. I understand where you're going with this. But I think what Chief Adams is getting at is we need some latitude without a quorum to adjust manpower and staffing as we see fit. That's what I need.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Like, and I don't want anyone here not to have, like, it'd be an emergency situation. We have to post a meeting, and like, but that. So what I'm just worried about is making sure that we have set up some practices in place during this emergency to ensure that we have the ability for our first responders to act as needed in regards to staffing and general operations of our first responders.
And then, sir, if I may, we need to look at different avenues where, like, if we. A lot of places are starting to close down. And for us to maintain our equipment and fleet, we would be foolish to think that all gas are, it's all going to be there. It may be there, but actually physically getting it may be impossible. So my question is, I would be thinking of what other alternative where would we get it? You know, like for instance, is the county got, where we could go to there, they have that card, they could get it because they have it in the ground. I would be thinking 10 steps ahead if it came to that. I could care less if it doesn't come to that. But as a service that we provide for our residents, it does us no good if we have to use horses.
Well, that's truly not our call to make. That's the governor's call to make. In emergency, the resources that are there.
Only as good as you can get the equipment and the people the public.
I understand that, but I've been through gas crises in my life too.
This is not a gas
and
crisis.
When in the 70s, when gas was rationed.
Right, they shut down the
road. So here's the thing, we're not gonna have that problem because people aren't going places.
Exactly.
There will be a curfew before,
right.
I mean, there's.
But there's only a period of time that you may be able to obtain fuel. Well, all I'm saying is, think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm worried about is staffing.
Sure.
And making sure that we have police and fire in place.
I'm with you on that. And the safety of the staffing, that's why that I'm hammering down so hard on our staff and everything. Because, you know, the reality is, in a closed environment or whatever it may be, if one of our staff actually does contact this virus, it literally could shut the whole department down.
Yep.
You know,
so on that end, Jimmy, Byron,
real quick.
Yes, Mark.
I apologize. I do believe that it was a verbal thing that Yost was saying that you could do.
I have a paragraph.
Mary's got the paragraph.
Can we read it?
Yes, please.
Of course, if a member of a public body chooses to appear via teleconference or telephone, it is imperative that all other requirements of the OMA be fulfilled. A quorum must be present, whether in person, on the phone, or in some combination thereof. In the event that a member appearing telephonically is cut off, the public body should cease all discussion and deliberation until the member can be reconnected. Now, that doesn't mean that, I mean, if they're sick at home and they can still communicate, then they could still be a part of the quorum.
So the quorum would still be here, but they would have a phone sitting here or they can hear.
So
it may change. I apologize, Mark.
No problem.
And under this emergency type thing, it may change some of that to enhance the ability for us to be hunkered down and be able to communicate.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of from a medical background, I have 25 years in it, but being legally competent. But if they're not on a ventilator and they're not knocked out, they're competent.
Right. So the thing is, the only way to know for sure is we'll have to research this starting after this meeting and get an idea.
So the way it was kind of explained to me would be, if they still want you to do it, if you're here, if we're all here, we can do a Facebook Live, put it out. If we're not all here, we can do a group phone.
Or they're talking about Skype.
And we could literally use Facebook Live to
open.
You know, we'll take a picture of the wall or the seal or something like that, and then you can listen to it.
Right.
So it's going out in the public. So that's your options going forward right now.
Yeah.
So we would
going back, I think we got off track just a little bit. The resources that you folks are allowed, your emergency resources, is really dictated by the governor. State of Ohio governor.
But they're going to be
the reason I know is I've been through fuel shortages. I'm alive,
that's
and
not this.
That happened to be the business I was in, was the trucking business. And even though it was an essential service, without trucking you have no goods. But our priority, we were down to, even that we were down the line on priority. Your first responders and all that type of thing, they had first. Life-saving situations had first dibs on gas, fuels available.
I'm not concerned for the fire department
on
the aspect
either,
of all
Chaz.
That.
That's my point.
I am concerned with the fact that I don't have enough supplies for my men to be safe.
Exactly.
And that's not just me.
This
is Arlington, this is Worthington, this
that's
is
right. And that is my big concern.
Correct.
I know
there is nothing this board, and I spoke with Charlie.
Now, I don't
Alex
know how fast, who knows, if a lot of people can't go to work, it might be a while before you get your supplies. From a manufacturing standpoint of things.
I spoke directly with the director of VMA, Frank County EMA, Monday, and they are waiting. They don't even have a cache of supplies. Chief Welsh reached out to Bill Houck today.
And I realize
they're trying to get stuff from the state, and the government was supposed to hopefully start disseminating some product today. But I'm not concerned with fuel.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned with maintenance of our vehicles. I am going to start getting concerned about food.
I am.
Even
your,
today.
Your essential supplies, yes, sir.
That's essential for my guys because they live here.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think we've done a good job of preparing for this emergency with my staff.
So you don't need any action from the board right now?
I don't think so.
We need some latitude for manpower.
Latitude
so
for manpower.
I can shut
okay,
down.
So what does that look like in terms of what you are specifically asking for?
I need to... According to our rules and regulations, there's certain staffing, and I need the authority to go ahead and black out an engine or brown out an engine if I have to due to manpower. And obviously, I'll notify everybody as we go forward.
So I'm going to make a resolution to authorize Chief Welch to brown out engines and medics as needed according to staffing levels.
Yes.
through the duration of this emergency.
I would gladly second that, sir.
Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yep.
Ari?
Yes.
Chiefs, I have a suggestion. With the situation, I was in Sam's Club. I know I've seen other fire departments go there for food and et cetera. I think it would be important for us to get a hold of Sam's and also like Myers, where they will take you, since you're first responders.
They don't care.
They don't care, yeah.
It would
we ordered online through Zip. I paid double the price for toilet paper 2 days.
But I mean, I think I can check with Sam's to see if they would. I'll take care of that. I'll make some calls and see if that's something that we could, if you're in there, that they would take you right up, because you need to get back out as soon as you can.
I want to graciously disagree with you. I don't want to go in there with my fire truck and kick people out of the way and get toilet paper up.
I agree with you.
We're doing just fine. We'll get it figured out. There's a lot of people out that need more than we do. I would rather you didn't do that.
The reason that I was saying that, sir, is not, I didn't bring up toilet paper, because I think that's the craziest thing here. However, what I'm thinking of is the food that you need, the vital service that you provide,
right.
And from what I'm seeing, me personally, when I've been in Sam's, it's a two-hour wait to get out.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to Sam's Club. We go to our local grocery stores. We don't go to Sam's. The only time we go to Sam's Club once a month to get toilet paper and cleaning supplies. So that's not an issue. I appreciate what you're trying to do. Like I said, because we're here every day, the guys go and get meals once more. You know, go get meals for the day. I told you today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, I've asked the guys to get 3 days worth of food. Try to buy as much non-perishable items as possible, and not hoarding enough to feed your crews for 3 days.
All right, Lisa.
Mr. Chairman, with that being said, though, I think it should be safe that they should be able to go out and not stockpile 6 months worth of food, but get the milk, take the bill, and I know that everybody kicks in money.
Yeah,
get those bills, and I think that the milk, bread, and these types of issues, if it would get work, are you sure?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No.
They're fine.
All right. Do we have anything else on the fire department before we move to the police department?
Essentially, what we need to do is let the gentlemen do their job.
Well, get there at 10 before 10. Don't get your own toilet paper.
Chief Welch and the folks need to do their job. The resources they have, it's state saying, you know, we have places to go and get them. The governor and his staff will make the calls, and we know where we're at. So, and a lot of that depends, really is also goes for the law enforcement as well. I mean, we can say the same thing for them.
I want to note now that the president has just made an announcement that to avoid gatherings more than 10 people.
Yep.
So he just put that out there.
Yep.
So we're going to move this quickly.
Yep.
Is there anything else from the fire department at this time? Hearing none, Byron, you're up.
It won't take long.
Go, Byron.
Yeah. I don't need any resolutions or anything. I already have the authority to do what all we need to do. What you have in front of you, Mr. Horn, is all the precautions and changes we're going to make until further notice.
Okay.
I can run through them, or you can read them for yourselves. We will not be responding.
Is that what you have here?
Yes, sir.
I'll read it later.
All right. Work with me, Ralph. We will not be responding to medic runs unless we're requested by fire. This was actually their idea. That doesn't include overdoses. We're still going to those. Like the city and the county, we are only responding to priority 1 and 2 calls. All non-injury accidents that are not blocking will be referred to our website. We have reinstituted online reporting, and you have a list of all the calls that will go to online reporting. The difference this time is those calls will actually be forwarded to our investigator for fire.
Okay.
So the public will still get a little bit of
police cars drive home.
Exactly. Cruisers will be filled up at the end of every shift. We will limit our contact with the public, maintain the 6-foot distance if possible. Officers will be wearing gloves, which I do anyway, as long as we can get them. We are requesting the dispatchers ask residents to meet the officers outside. When we're not on calls, the officers will be patrolling the neighborhoods and the businesses for crime prevention. type activities, because that'll be the next thing we'll be faced with. Questions?
No questions. The biggest thing is I want to make sure that
fuel
we
consumption
all
on police cars going
have
on
each other, and I think we
and
have
them
up
too,
to date,
police and a lieutenant, because they live Circleville.
Phone numbers okay. For everybody. Did you get a new phone number?
No.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
I tried to call on your 513. Are you using that for local?
Yeah.
For you?
You just got to leave a message.
So, stand in line, Rob. Take a number.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to actually memorialize your plan in a resolution so that we have it on the record, if that's okay.
Sure. Oh,
5-6?
Sure.
Yeah, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to make a resolution to accept the COVID-19 police action plan from Chief Smith to go into effect today through the duration of this emergency. Can I ask for a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No.
Call for a roll call.
John?
Yes.
Ralph? Ari?
Yes. Got anything else, Byron?
No, sir.
Okay.
Unless you have questions.
Mr. Stevens? Thank you.
All I did is I just put something together based on what we were asked to put together for some kind of a contingency plan. You know, whether or not a lot of people want to realize that your road department's a first responder too, just like your police and your fire. We're just not out saving lives or arresting people. But we've got more face-to-face interaction with our residents than a lot of people. We even realize that too. It's on a day-to-day basis, multiple times a day. So we're in the same situation that everybody else is in. So with only having 5 people within our department, if one of us by chance out speaking with resident comes back or whatever and they've been exposed to this, what the hell do we do? We got 5 of us.
Let us
quarantine, what do we do? I mean,
that's what you guys know.
Yeah, sure. What we're talking about right now is what we heard today from my medical director from the state of Ohio is they don't think the quarantine is going to last much longer because it's a matter of time
before everybody gets it.
Pretty much. I don't want to put it that way. Not everybody's going to get it. We're trying not for everybody to get it. But they're seeing that the quarantine for essential services, the 3, our departments here, you're an essential service. So the quarantine would not be enacted for you as a essential service, right? Unless one of your guys comes in and starts dry coughing.
Well, I've instructed them. I don't care if they wake up with a freaking headache in the morning. They stay home.
That's fair. Yeah.
But I guess what I wanted to propose to the board is that we kind of act, let me go back 12 years ago when I first started, the way that it was then was it's a reactive type department. Instead of being out looking and mingling and going through and talking with all of our residents the way that they do every day, we just kind of stay back right now and we handle things on an as-needed basis. You know, if it comes down to it and we have to, I mean, we're a little bit unique. You guys have to be out there every day. If it comes down to it and we needed to go 3 days a week or whatever and then, work out of the office and then however we need to do it. But it's just something I just wanted you guys to understand that. I mean, we're out there day to day with the public.
Oh, absolutely.
Interacting with them all the time.
Ryan, I know he had to take the mail.
He canceled his trip. Ryan canceled his trip.
Did he?
Yeah. Was
he feeling okay? I know
he's feeling better now, but he was leaving for Mexico Wednesday. But he canceled his trip.
Jim and I kind of had that conversation. Ryan was sick Friday, was it? Or whatever. Yeah.
But that's kind of what I would like to propose to the board is the fact that we just go to an on-call thing, either be it from here or home or whatever.
John?
Yes. I talked to Mr. Stevens a couple times in regards to what if. And I talked to him as in our fleet management, I'm going to call that. What do we do if they are starting to do something where we can't get fuel? So looking forward to get an idea, what would it cost us to have a company come in, set a tank down where we would be able to have fuel at the last minute?
I've sent that email out to the same people that the fire department's working with, and I just need to wait to hear back.
So my question is, if we needed this, it's better to talk about it now, never need it, than to get an idea what it costs the township, what it would look like, and et cetera.
Tank's free.
So, delivery cost, if we set it up one time, I don't know how many 1,000 gallons, if we ever acted on that and we had $1,000 worth of gas or a thousand gallons worth of gas, and then 2 months from now this is gone, at some point we would just still use the gas. So I've asked Mr. Stevens to reach out to get an idea what that looks like at some point, proactive,
yep,
that we would know at least we would still be able to keep cars on the street.
I think we should, if you guys get an update on that, let us know.
Yeah,
at some point, what I would do, at some point, Mr. Chairman, what I would like to do is pass a resolution where we could act quickly without a quorum if that was something that we needed to do.
Yeah, do we want to wait till Thursday to see what we hear back?
Let's see what we hear back.
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Do you want us to memorialize this plan?
If you would, please.
In resolution?
I would ask for that. I'd like to make a motion to have
resolution.
I did say motion.
Resolution.
Okay, so I'd like to make a resolution. Resolution number
057.
To allow Mr. Stevens to gather all information in regards to fuel tank filled with no less than fuel tank information. What size?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were making a resolution for the contingency plan. Okay. That should be a motion. Sorry.
So let me rephrase this again. I'd like to make a motion then to allow Mr. Stevens to fact gather all information discussed in regards to gathering information for fuel, in case needed, fuel on-site fuel tank for regular gasoline.
Me a second, please.
I'll second that. Touch me. Call the question.
Okay. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
That was
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So now I'd like to make a resolution to accept the plan from Road Department Jim Stevens. If there's no further discussion, sir, I would ask for a second.
So just to clarify that you're making a resolution to accept the Road Department contingency plan.
Yes, sir.
Presented by Jim Stevens in the minutes so that can be included. I will second that.
Okay.
We'll do a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
All yes.
And I've instructed the guys to stay at the shop instead of out running around.
And then are you keeping their tanks full just in?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even the 550 that's back up so that, because those hold how many gallons?
Those are right at about 45 gallons.
Okay, so, you know, even if we had to, we could take some from one to another.
Yeah, we've got.
I hope that this whole planning ahead on fuel and all that is nothing more than just that.
We can also, even if we had to, get a transfer tank that would go in the back of the pickup, they'd be able to fuel two trucks at a time.
So a transfer, can you talk on that, sir, a minute? A transfer, so we know exactly what you're saying?
Which one? For the truck?
What is a transfer? A
transfer tank goes in the back end of your truck. You put your fuel in. It's got a pump. You can pull up your equipment or your truck.
Right. So like a gas tank in back of the truck that we would be able. Do you have any idea what something like that would cost at this time?
It's about $450.
Okay. And then how many gallons do they hold?
It's 100 gallons.
100 gallons.
So it'd fill two trucks.
So I'd like to make another resolution. I'd like to make another resolution.
058.
That we limit items to our regular scheduled agenda items to bills and payroll and any emergency actions needed so that department heads are focused on the priority emergency at hand, and not anything else at this time.
Okay.
Until further notice, yeah.
I would second that, sir.
Any discussion?
Ralph?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Okay, we'll do a roll.
No discussion. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
Chairman, can I ask a question about that? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Chief Welsh and I discussed earlier. Is it appropriate for the department heads to just email Mark, Administrator Potts, anything that they would like discussed by the board with any, information
that
needed.
That would be important.
Speak up a little bit, George, please.
So you don't have to have the department heads in the meeting either. Can the department heads just email Administrator Potts, we need this, here is why.
Yeah, so I'll make another resolution to say that as well, so we have this on the book. And what we'll have to do is we'll have to rescind and repeal these resolutions as they're no longer needed.
And if you would keep those separate so that we would have them, Lisa, so we know everything from this meeting, when it comes time, it won't just be accidentally forgot about.
Okay,
so if we
keep these, I'm putting in department heads. We'll report
so that whole page for today's meeting, if we keep that and headline it as emergency type things, and then at some point down the road we can resend those.
Yep. So I would like to make a resolution limiting staff attendance to our board meetings to necessary personnel only, and for department heads to brief Administrator Potts so that he can be the individual that is able to update us and represent those needs at those meetings, in addition to limiting all other attendance at that meeting.
Okay, and that's resolution 059. I need a second.
I would second that. Is there any discussion?
Well, the only discussion is who would attend, an appointed person from each department.
Mark Potts.
So Mark, that's what they're saying. They're going to
That's what they're saying.
So that's we're limiting
that would be one, two, three, four of us, and you would be five.
Mayor.
An example would be Chief Welch would turn the his report over to you, Mark. Is that what we're saying?
Correct, yeah.
Because we can't have more than five.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, that will extremely limit the number of people that we have here, and particularly our first responders who are interacting with more people than us. They are likely to be more carriers than any of us, which will help further that.
So essentially, on the
three board members and Mark and
would be the more board meeting and timekeeper and the administrator.
Right.
Yep.
I might as well identify them. Who would be there?
We can spread out, you know.
Unless needed.
Unless needed, yes.
Okay, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Alva? Yep.
Any of the department heads have any other emergency resolutions or items that need to be discussed at this time? Lisa?
I
gave everybody a copy. This was given to me by the Franklin County Engineer's Office today on what their plan is with the question, or Q&A. And what they plan to do with all their employees. So I just wanted to make sure everybody had that.
Good. This was the other guidelines, Jim, what you laid out there pretty much.
Yeah, this was what the county engineers are doing with all of their employees at the engineers department.
Okay. Thank
how they're doing everything.
Lisa?
I already sent out the email that we are going to be working remotely, Robin and I, because we both have health issues and both of our spouses are have severe respiratory diseases. Payroll will be done at my house, and then I'll come in, print the checks, cut them up, put them in the things, and then I won't be here. I did put my phone numbers in there. In case you guys need something, I can come in and do, if y'all need a check or something, I can run in here and do it for you.
Let Robin know with the phone system we have here on the business side. The only thing she has to do is unplug it from the wall and plug it in her house and it'll work just like it works here.
Yeah, she's in there with Resolution Loop. Now, mine's already set up.
You can take yours on too.
She's going to take the laptop home. And me, with the payroll, I do all the paperwork first, come in and do the checks, put it into ACH, and then I can leave. And your checks will be in your mailboxes.
That's good to know because that's an option for Riparla and me and whoever to take our phones.
You can plug it in your house, it'll work fine.
And just a
fantastic.
No, it has to be a Cat 5 or whatever.
Okay. You can help
school
me on that. So.
I know Chaz has one other thing, but I don't know. Do we need to make a resolution that in the event if a that we have a single point of contact for the township? In the event of the emergency, like if Franklin County Public Health declares an emergency.
We should talk about that, but I'd like to back up, sir, if we may first.
Yeah, go for it.
I'd like to make a resolution that
060.
That administration, Mark has the authority to say what phones and equipment may go home to be used at home since it is property of the township. And then you will see, sir, oversee what equipment goes out and what equipment comes back.
I'll second that.
And if I can call for a vote, please.
Okay, I'm still writing. That was seconded by Ari. Vote. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Essentially what we're talking about.
Ari?
Yes.
Essentially what we're talking about, just Mark.
Computers.
Verifying what goes and what comes.
Just we have, that's a great idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Chaz, you got something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is actually an important amendment for you. I would like some guidance on, some we're talking about the City of Columbus, Franklin County Public Health. City of Columbus is in talks of renting a hotel right now, or multiple houses to place their firemen in that are not exposed, but testing positive for this. Obviously, it's my biggest concern. I have multiple members that have sick family members. What can we do township-wise, and I'm not saying we will, is there an option for, you know, essential service staff, if they are considered, I'm trying to be proactive instead of reactive on this. Is there a way that, let's say, two of my firemen, I got guys with pregnant wives, they both say, all right, you guys, your patient you ran in tested positive for COVID. Any way that we as a township could take the cost in if I find them a hotel room?
I mean, it would be better than taking her home.
I don't want my guys going home with this. We don't have any options. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very tough discussion, and we're all trying to figure it out.
This is developing still.
Yeah.
So.
If I may, can we get the White House set up for something like that?
I wouldn't even go there. I just if we're going to house somebody, put them in a motel or something.
The only reason that I said that, sir, is because
two bathrooms, two kitchens.
Are we in a worse situation when you go to a hotel of
bed bugs?
Well, not bed bugs, but I mean,
I don't have an answer.
I don't have the right idea, but
we're all trying to.
The answer to your question is, I think yes, the board would gladly, in my opinion, work something out to be able to do that. My second thing was thinking, as you said, active versus proactive. My thing is, what could we get that would be sanitized that we didn't have 1,000 people in and out, that we get the best place for our people?
All of us as fire chiefs are having. There's a department on the east side that's talking about shutting down one of their firehouses and using it as a quarantine area for their members.
Right.
We're all just trying to figure it out.
Right.
Well, yeah. You have to tell them.
Well,
So, Ralph?
Yeah.
Mr. Adams, I believe that the medical field would call the shots on that, the way it's kind of set up now. Who's calling the quarantine?
The high department of health will tell me to quarantine my guys. It's not up to me or Chief Welch.
Right.
Like, I just received notifications 20 minutes ago that guys were negative.
So let's do this. That's something that, as you get guidance and come up with solutions, give them to Mark. Okay. We'll discuss them at our meetings. Because I think there's a lot of questions right now. Yeah.
But Jim, if I may, real quickly, as I said, think outside the box. I was just thinking that we could do better than just a hotel room.
John's got, how are you doing?
The
problem with the White House is there's no shower.
I agree. I thought about that afterwards.
Yeah, Trump.
But what I'm getting at is something that has not been contaminated potentially with people in and out.
Yeah. Washington.
Okay. So the other resolution I want to make is that we have set up an emergency point of contact for the township in the event that the county declares a state of emergency.
Yeah.
That is 061.
That I'd like to name it, the township administrator as the point of contact for communication going in and out. The administrator will then brief the Board of Trustees immediately on any information that comes in or that needs to go out.
I think, to be
honest, I would second that.
Yeah, I would too, but here's the thing. If Mark gets ill or something, I think we need to give him.
Then we'll change it at that time.
EMA people two phone numbers, not willing to give.
Well, I'd like to do Chief Welch as our backup.
I'd like to suggest that certain other individuals will find out things before me, even based on their relationships. Just keep me informed of everything.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with group emails or whatever, it doesn't have to go from you to me to them. It can go from you to us.
Sure.
Yeah. So and then that way, just keeping good communication. I've already reached out to Commissioner Mazzola, talked to him via email yesterday. Wasn't a lot of guidance right now because I know that they're in an ever-changing situation. His ask of us was to promote their website and other things for right now. I've told Joe that's primarily who we would be dealing with on something like that, just to let me know what's going on. But if you guys hear it first, let me and everyone.
There's a motion, but
I'd like to clarify and make sure that we a correction in notes that Jim Welch will be the second to Mark Potts as a backup in case one falls.
Yep.
With that, I would second.
Wait a minute. You can't read one and second it, too. You've got to have somebody else second.
I made it. He seconded it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just making sure that it's noted that Jim Welch will be the backup to Mark Potts.
Contact.
Okay, I'd like to further that just a little bit. Lisa, go ahead. If I may.
Well, what
just to, you know, for
second
the
contact.
Two gentlemen there to notify the trustees via text or something so we know.
Okay, we have to stop and slow down for a second. You guys did not vote on the first point of contact, Mr. Potts. I need a vote.
Still at, and all I did is I added a note to it that Jim was going to be the second.
Okay, well,
so we're still got the motion on the floor as Mark being the point of contact. The second point of contact, if something happened to Mark, would be Mr. Welch.
Yep.
And I'm going to use a potty break.
Wash your hands.
Yep. I will. Before and after.
And.
Okay, so this is not going to be a resolution.
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable.
Okay,
thing.
I have all that there, so all we got to do is just.
Okay, then the only thing in the same resolution is to say.
Emergency point of contact is for the whole township is Mark Potts, with a secondary contact is James Welch.
Yeah, James Welch. Chief Welch. And further, the trustees would be notified via electronic.
That's all within that, yeah.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Trustees would be notified electronically.
Mm-hmm.
I want that in the resolution, too. For one thing, we as trustees need to know anything going on so we can answer questions. Yep.
So we have a motion on the floor. No, I second it.
Do a vote.
Okay. Ralph?
It's a vote.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, you did get that about the trustees been
notified. Yeah, and after that they are contacted, then Mark Potts will get through and contact the board.
Who Ari knows, who I know, who John knows.
We'll run it all through Mark, and Mark will get it out to the right folks.
Absolutely.
Are there any other questions, comments, or other emergency actions that we need to take at this time?
One thing, and I'll just quickly, I'd like clarification on our lady's role up there. How we're going to handle her, so to go. She'll be coming to this office, am I correct?
It'll be up to Mark's discretion on when, at what point will she work from home. It'll be up to Mark.
She can plug her phone in at home and literally get all the calls there.
Point being, I don't know. I mean, I think the purpose of having someone is for her to be on premises.
This is not a normal situation.
No, I understand
where we would be
that.
But normally I'd be like, yes, we want someone here in the office and stuff like that. But to expose an employee where they don't have to be exposed.
Okay.
I think is the situation that we are trying to avoid.
That's why I personally don't want her here anyway.
They already said they're going to put a sign on the door and then they're going to lock it.
Mark, the resolution's got it, so Mark can handle it. Any other, Mark, you had a...
I have one thing, sir, if I may. Mary had a question and I didn't get a chance to call on you at one point, and that was when we were looking at, and you had something there. Did you want to share it with the board?
I'm fine on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark?
Yeah, the things I'll check with is Hal Todd.
The building department.
Yeah, we'll get together on what our social media and website is. I've already got the link from Lieutenant Ratliff. He created franklintownshippolice.com, and that's going to replace the police page. So it's got the reporting portals. That'll be sent out soon. If we get to the point where anyone else has a special website, we'll do that. At 5:00 today, I meet with GoDaddy if they still are going to do their...
They're not shut down, too.
They're not shut down.
I've got one at 5 today.
So, kind of keep it like a fluid situation. We know we've got general guidelines from these, but, just keep it as a fluid situation on how we're going to deal with these things. I think we've got a good idea going forward how to mitigate people coming to the door. If Ricarla and I are here during the day, or if we decide we're going to leave. We'll have signs out that I will work with all the department heads on exactly what should be on those signs, on who they should contact. So, and it will be reported on our social media going forward. Maybe not all at once, but over the next couple of days,
great,
we'll have that information out. So,
I know that this is going to be a good couple of months for us to go through this. I know it's going to be particularly challenging and difficult for our first responders and everyone engaging with the public. This is going to be hard. A lot of people are going to get sick. A lot of people are going to die. It is our job to do whatever we can and to be as supportive as we can to first our staff and then our residents as we go through this. There are going to be tough decisions that we are going to have to make. There are going to be resources that we're going to have to expend. And we are going to have challenging times ahead. But I know that we have the best crew and staff and a solid board of elected officials that we are working with here that are going to get through this. So I want to thank you guys. I know this is going to be tough, but I wouldn't want to be here with another group of people. So this is going to be the group we're going to fight this thing with, and hopefully we'll never have to do this again. Lisa.
Have you heard anything? Are they going to shut down the elections? I know just
the governor has postponed the election.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Tuesday? Are you sure? No voting.
June 2nd.
So the governor doesn't have the authority to do it. The governor has asked the Ohio Supreme Court to file an injunction postponing the election.
So
my
we'll probably hear
guess
that on
is
news.
That the Supreme Court will go with that.
But this one will we know today?
We will know today.
They'll probably have it on 6 o'clock.
What was just
then.
Reported, Chaz and I were listening to, is it will be extended through June 2nd.
Absentee balloting will still be available.
Absentee balloting of individuals will go all the way through. In-person voting will not take place until June 2nd.
Okay. Lastly, sir, I would like to make a comment, if I could. As a past chairman of the board, I would like to thank you of your job as chairman and the unexpected above and beyond that you've had to do to lead this board of trustees. So I do commend you for all the extra work. I know the work that it takes to be chairman, to have this on your plate as well. So I do commend you for that, sir.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.